Hey.
Hey, what's up, buddy? What are you up to?
Doing okay. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Hanging in there. Just trying to make some stuff happen.
So what can I help you out with? I called you earlier. It just rang, so I called your cell phone.
Really? You call my cell phone?
Yeah.
That's weird. I didn't have a missed call, so I'll have to see if there's an issue. But so basically, I have a company that what had happened is it's about a 35-year-old company, so they have a good time in business. But he had an employee who embezzled some money, so it ended up turning into a tax lien on their credit.
A what?
It ended up turning into a tax lien on their credit. They're going through a tax lawyer right now to get it taken care of, but
Okay, so just you know, that's not necessarily how it works. The company embezzling him doesn't have anything to do with it turning into a tax lien. The employee stole money, and so they didn't have money to pay taxes. It's
right,
like
well,
you
that's
saying, it's like me saying I had a bad month at work, so I couldn't pay, so I ended up by not paying my real estate taxes. Well, that doesn't matter. Yeah, that had a bad month of work. The two are very different issues, just so you know.
okay. Well, that's basically why it snowballed into the tax lien.
Yeah.
So,
Hey, was this person taking money that was supposed to, were they handling taxes?
I really don't know, to be honest with you. I've got a whole
Okay.
write-up on it, but ultimately, what happened is they purchased a piece of equipment. They want to do a sale lease back on it.
How big is the oh, how big is the piece of it? How big is the tax lien?
It's showing up as multiple tax liens, actually. It's
How many? What is the amount?
let me look at their credit real quick.
Please, personal or business?
So there's multiple. There's one for 3,000, one for 9,000, one for 113,000, one for 146, 150.
Okay,
There's
so those are the big numbers. 113, 146, all that. There's no payment plan right now, I assume.
they're going through a lawyer right now. So correct. There's no
Is there
actual
any
payment.
nothing set up? Okay. So
So
the big amounts are 146 and what else?
I mean it goes anywhere from there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11. There's 11 different tax liens. They might all be pertaining to the same one, or multiple. But they start all the way
Well,
back in 2008.
you gotta find out the dollar amount currently, because that if they're one of the same, it's one thing. It really depends. Like, are we looking at a total of 150, or are we looking at a million? So the next thing is, what are their revenues, and what do they do for a living?
So they are a.
And are these personal or business tax liens?
Let me see here. It looks like it's just saying the most recent one for 3,000 is joint, then it says individual, 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 individual. So it looks like they're all personal. But I guess
So
my
they might be
question for
personal.
you was,
Yeah, they might be
can
personal assets. Okay.
yeah, so my question was the equipment that they're looking to do a sale leaseback on is
Why did they volunteer that as an idea?
just because they got a good deal on this equipment at an auction, and they wanted to, so they paid cash for it. Now they just want to get some cash flow.
When did they purchase the equipment?
The invoice says, oh, that's a different one. Send me a bunch of different invoices here. August.
August. When in August?
August 22nd, 2016.
So you're about 2 months away. Okay. What's the credit look like besides the tax lien?
I mean, he has zero derogatory, but his credit score is a 612.
Is there any, what are the issues besides the tax lien? Does he have a lot of revolving debt? Does he have bankruptcy? Does he have charge-offs? You know, is he ever been late?
No lates. Zero derogatory as far as lates go. There's no bankruptcies. Credit score is a 617, actually. His revolving available is 54%.
How much of the equipment? How much equipment does the equipment cost?
Let me double check here. Hold up, I have an invoice from. Actually, this is the piece of equipment. I was looking at the wrong invoice. This is actually dated 9/19, so we're still with. Well, we're past 30 days, but anyway, it's $83,500.
When did he pay for the equipment? The invoice date is different than when he paid. When did he pay?
It doesn't really say here.
What kind of equipment is it?
It looks like it is a lathe machine, big bore, two-axis lathe machine.
How are his banks?
Let's see here. I mean, he's got high ending balances, $121,000 in August, September is,
What are his revenues?
I want to say about $3 million, like $3.2 million or so.
Here's what I would do. I would, if the credit is this clean, I think you want to submit this over to Pawnee.
Okay.
And also submit it to me as well, because I'll send it to a guy called Rob Black at RBA Leasing we work with, where we have the split point. But before you do it, you need a real clarification of the tax liens. The tax liens are, they're a lot of money, and they're very, very big. I don't think anyone will care, but I think if we give them some story, like, because right now it sounds like the company and someone invests a lot of money. Yes, it sucks, but it sounds like he has personal tax liens. So I don't really understand the connection. Was it, it could be, hey, the company embezzled money. I didn't want my company to suffer, so I ended up personally getting on the hook and owing a lot of taxes. Or those taxes are actually business taxes, and they're reported to my business credit, my personal credit. But you gotta get clarification. Is it, you know, you gotta add up those big numbers and say, are we talking about $1 million here in taxes, or are we talking about like these are all just one lien that keeps on getting like jumbled up? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Basically, how much do you owe in taxes, and how, and are they business or personal or both?
Okay, I can find that out, and then I'll get over to you.
Include the write-up, and then send it to Pawnee with bank statements, and send it to me, and include in the write-up, like, there is, the guys are working on a tax plan, how the embezzlement happened, but there's nothing concrete right now.
Okay. All right, man. Appreciate it, buddy.
When did he pay for the equipment, though? That's a very important thing.
I'll find that out as well. I mean, it looks like he paid for it on the 21st, I believe.
Is it the 21st?
I believe so, yeah.
Get a copy of the check. Or circle his bank statement where it shows him paying.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, man. Funny with that explanation. Hopefully you can get something done, and I'll try on my end.
Right. How you doing? I've just been talking to this guy for a while. We tried to do a loan for him. He referred me, actually, to someone else, but I tried to do a loan for him in the past, and I couldn't, so.
Yeah, I mean, you might be able to get him working capital if you can figure out the tax lien issue.
Yeah, I think that's my next bet. I just wanted to try to do the sale lease back first and then go that route.
Yeah, you need to get clarification on those tax liens. Cool, man.
All right, brother. Thanks, man.
Talk to you soon.